Faster than a speeding bullet. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's This WAP Doesn't Lie. The No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I got my co-host Ann in the house.
Happy Friday.
And I see Raccoon in the house. Let's kick it.
Oh, how you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Been so much fun, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I saw your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ah. We're gonna have,
you have to
a fun
put him on and tell me
time.
Is it lower or not? I don't know.
We're gonna have a fun good time.
Sweet.
Gonna have a fun
better?
Good time.
I'll do it like this.
Oh no.
We're gonna have a fun good time.
Good.
Pick them up, Fred. We gotta take you high.
I'm trying to. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Ow! All right. You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again?
Yeah.
Gotta take you high, yeah. Bam. Brother,
yeah.
Now I want everybody, let's Brad blow about two choruses. And then I want to wave in, let's go and do that with this now, all right?
I'm
going to get that fella with the little horn over there.
Get
your James horn on me. Brad, can you take us higher?
Welcome to Live Studio.
My man, Zach! Today's show is about O.J. Simpson. O.J. is finally dead. Good riddance. Good riddance. Fuck him. He was nothing but a murderer.
So you and Kate.
I heard he died.
What do you think, Zach? Was he a murderer?
I don't know what to believe anymore. Because a lot of people make two different sides of shit. Like, it's bullshit.
I see Flapper in the house. I watched the whole trial. And I'll tell you something. The only reason why O.J. Simpson got off, and I met Mark, the detective. I met him in person. It was weird because I was working in Greenwich, Connecticut. And he was at Greenwich Police Station. And he was writing a book about the Martha Moxley case, you know, the scapegoat that evidently killed Martha Moxley.
Another Kennedy murder.
Yep. So he was writing a book about that. And the OJ case was long gone. And I went up to him and I got a picture with him. Mark Furman, his name was. And they said he lost the case because of Mark Furman. They asked Mark Furman on the witness stand, have you ever used the N-word? And he said no. Well, they had records and tape recordings of him using the N-word.
What does that have to do with the murder?
Wait a minute. I'm going to say it.
Ugh.
Use the N-word numerous times. Mm-hmm. So how they answer in Ann's question, right? They had overwhelming evidence that O.J. murdered the two people, including his ex wife. They had a blood trail that led up to his home, right? Dude. This was like a crime of passion because he thought that his wife was fooling around with his
ex-wife.
Ex-wife was fooling around with this other gentleman, and he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time because he was bringing back a pair of eyeglasses to her, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but what happened was O.J. Simpson hired the three best lawyers in the country.
Well, Kardashian reinstated his license to be on the case. He was not a lawyer at that present
time. Well, besides Kardashian, I think he played a minimal amount in the whole case. He had F. Lee Bailey, one of the best attorneys in the country at the time. Yeah. And how they lost the case, obviously the jury was half black people, right? Uh-huh. And they heard that Mark Furman lied. And here's a detective trying to convince the jury about a murder case, right? And here he is lying. So they really painted the detectives racist. Oh. And the jury came back and found OJ not guilty.
Well, that was an emotional decision then. That made no sense. What, that was right around the time when they had that Floyd episode. It happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So tensions were high in the United States.
Yep. So what happened was I met Mark Furman at the Greenwich Police Department. Mm-hmm. And I got a picture with him.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, after he gave the interview about his book he was writing, I went up to him and he was like, I'm 6 foot tall. So he was a little taller than me.
Right.
He was like 6'2", I think. I went up to him and I leaned in his ear. And one of the newspaper reporters from New York City, I believe it was the New York Times, heard what I said to him. I said, "Hey, Mark, you really hate black people, don't you?" And I backed off and he looked at me and gave me the thumbs up. I couldn't believe he did that. I couldn't believe it.
Well, it was a different time, I guess.
But getting back to the OJ case, here OJ years later writes a book, "What If I Did It?" And then there's a video out. You could see it. It's all over YouTube. It's him mimicking with a knife in his hand because this reporter was getting on his nerves and he was making like he was killing her.
Stabbing.
Oh, yes, stabbing her to death. Mm-hmm. Who the hell does that? What do you think, Raccoon?
Well, you know, you said you watched the whole trial.
Yes,
I
did.
That's a lot of time you ain't going to get back. Because you have to understand OJ was also part of the Dagon club. Okay, he's a phenomenal football player because for some reason they picked him out of everybody else, and he had to pay a price, and he done a lot of stupid shit too. I mean, doing that crap about trying to get back his memorabilia in Las Vegas that time, he got thrown in jail. I mean, the guy was a stooge for the mainstream stooges.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's something to keep you occupied while something else is going on. Watch this. Don't watch this yet because we ain't got it finished.
Yeah.
Myself, I could care less whether he hung or not because I knew that when you look at
Nicole Brown.
Nicole Brown, okay. She was nothing more than a fucking tramp anyway. Look at her lifestyle. She was a tramp.
She had two kids.
She hit up with the high roller, and it cost her life. Okay? And OJ was a high roller, and it cost him a lot of time in prison, and all of his shit got taken away from him. Why did that happen?
Sued him. The family won a civil lawsuit.
$100 million, but they never collected a dollar from that. He still owes that family, the estate, that money.
I believe without a doubt he killed both of them. Without a doubt. And you know what he should have done? He's lying on his deathbed. He should have said, I'm sorry I did it. This way the family gets some closure because he's going to die. He was dying of cancer anyhow. So he should have told the truth and said, yes, I did kill them. Tell everyone I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. That,
he
like,
was
that
a jerk
it.
Off.
It doesn't fix
anything. But at least he had finally admitted it, you know?
Yeah. You're hoping for a lot there.
Well, let me tell you something. Where he is now, I hope he didn't bring any ice cubes with him. Because it's fucking hot down there.
That's the thing. You have to remember, those guys are under certain Dagon clubs and certain rituals and stuff. And he's down there with his god now, Baal. Okay.
That's right.
The only thing about, I wouldn't have wanted to hear him say, yeah, I killed him.
You wouldn't
have. The simple fact that that's not going to help his ass now. He's dying. He's going to make a confession that he killed somebody.
I mean, well, he could have asked for forgiveness from the Lord.
But he was too entwined in the Baal worshiping in the club that he belonged to.
That's what I heard and read also.
What
he was a devil worshiper.
Oh, no kidding. Well, that's nice.
There's a lot of them that do that.
Good Lord.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's all about power, money, and control.
That's how it is.
Oh, the lady knew he was going to end up killing her.
Well, she called the cops a few times, and she even told her closest friends that she's worried that OJ was going to kill her.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so obvious. So obvious. Even the guy that lived on his property, I watched last night, he did an interview.
Cato something.
Yeah, Cato.
Real California.
And he's saying, without a doubt, he believes OJ killed them both. But you notice he didn't say that during the trial.
Maybe he was afraid.
Was afraid. OJ was going to kill his ass, too.
I don't know, that would make sense to me.
Well, no, they had a bunch of lawyers that said, okay, look, OJ, if you do this and do that, then we'll get you going, and we'll end up making a ton of money off of this. You got book deals that came off of it, all kinds of weird shit. But you have to remember one very important thing. OJ grew up as a hood rat, and he died as a hood rat.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, the sad part about it is that poor woman and that poor guy's family had to live when they were sitting in that courtroom.
She had kids.
Yeah. You know what amazed me was if you watch the verdict come down, and it's clear. You could see Kardashian in front of OJ. And when they read the verdict of not guilty, you guys Google it. Go on YouTube and just watch it. Kardashian turns and you could see a disbelief in his face as he's looking at OJ. It's almost like, holy shit, you just got away with murder. Double murder. You could read his face plain and simple. I watched this case closely and I watched these videos closely, and OJ handed him a bag right after he committed the murders on tape.
Who's he?
OJ.
No.
And Kardashian.
Okay.
Everyone, if you read about it, says that Kardashian hid the knife and the bloody clothing. He got rid of it.
Well, I don't know that that would work. That would be allowed today. Aren't there rules about who has what evidence?
You know what's strange? I had a copy of the New York Times, not the New York Times, the Post.
Uh-huh.
And it had OJ's picture on the front.
Yeah.
And it had showed a knife that he purchased in California about a couple of months before the murder.
Oh.
And it was a stiletto knife where it would open up. It was a large knife. It had about an 8-inch blade. So what happened? That knife disappeared. The detectives could not find it. So they believed that was the knife they used. You know what I did? I called up the knife store.
Oh, God.
Because they interviewed the man, the owner of the store.
Yeah.
So I called them up. This was like in the early 90s, right, when this happened, 91, I think.
Yes.
And I called him up and I said, do you have any more of those knives that you sold OJ? He says, yes. Matter of fact, I have quite a few. So I purchased one for $68, right?
Cheap.
So they mailed me the knife. Now, on the front page of the New York Post was OJ's picture sitting in the courtroom and a copy of the knife alongside the picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
So what did I do? I mounted the newspaper on a board and I shellacked it and I mounted the knife mm-hmm. right next to his picture. And it's what's strange about this whole thing. It fitted the photo perfectly because it was a life-size photo of the knife,
mm-hmm.
right? I sold and I got a plaque underneath that says, this is the OJ killer knife. And then I got a business card from the owner that sold him the knife. He signed it. He says, my name is so-and-so. I own the shop in California. I sold OJ this knife. And I mounted that on the board. I sold it in auction. Now, listen to this. Everyone knows that wasn't the knife.
Why would you want to buy
it? I sold
that?
It in auction Ech. For $1,600.
People are fools.
And I paid $68.
People are fools.
I made the board myself.
That's craziness.
I can't buy. People buy crazy shit.
Stupid. You know, the one
just
thing.
Look at they go in stores. You see people buy crazy shit all the time. I mean, it's nothing to have something that somebody can associate to.
Yep.
10 years later, nobody remembers what the hell it was.
Why would you want to put that on your wall to stare at that every day? That's just horrible.
Well, listen, like
I got one in my, I have one in my gun locker.
Yeah.
It's identical to, I was carried it before OJ carried his.
And you bought it from the same store?
I bought it at got in a catalog store. It had a whole bunch of different knives and different people and stuff.
Yep.
And I spent like $85 for the knife and $10 shipping at the time.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Do you want to tell your story about how to make a knife? Because you did make one.
No, getting back to what you said.
No, we made a knife. Wait a minute. Made knives.
Getting back to what you said about why would people buy that?
I would not.
Crazy shit. Let me tell you. I don't know if I told this story before. You remember David Berkowitz, the 44 caliber killer? He was huge. Mm-hmm.
People in their
in New York. Yeah, he was shooting couples while they were in their car.
Is he the Zodiac Killer?
No. Oh, the Zodiac Killer was in California.
I don't know. Can't go on.
All right, David Berkowitz used a 44 caliber revolver.
Oh, that's nice.
And he was killing these people.
Jesus.
So when they caught him after all these years,
mm-hmm.
The minute he got arrested and he was put in jail being held, I sent him. Now, listen.
I'm listening.
I sent him. I mailed him a Bible, right?
Isn't he Jewish?
No, it doesn't matter what he is. I mailed him a Bible with a poster.
Jews wrote the Bible.
The Old Testament.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A postage paid envelope back to me.
Uh-huh.
You know what this guy did?
Oh, my
he
God.
He wrote me an entire confession. He put, I am David Berkowitz, the son of Sam.
Oh, son of Sam.
He put down in detail, I killed so-and-so on this street. I shot her in the head. I killed so-and-so in this street. When I sent him the Bible, I sent him a card saying, the truth will set you free. So he wrote me a confession. Now, it gets better.
Did you have to hand it in to the police?
No, no way. I'm about to tell you what happened.
Oh.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I get this confession,
yeah,
and I frame it.
You framed it.
Liz.
No.
Will you listen?
I'm listening.
I framed it
mm-hmm.
with the cover of Newsday, where it said, Son of Sam, 44 caliber killer. So I put it in this nice frame. It cost me like $300 to frame it.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't pay a dime except for postage for his confession.
Did he return the Bible too?
No, he kept it.
Oh, he kept it. Mm-hmm.
I bring this to Charles Hamilton Galleries in New York City. It's a famous auctioneer house.
Yeah, I know about
it. And I put it up for auction. He put it on the front page of his catalog. He said, David Berkowitz didn't even go to court yet. It says David Berkowitz signs a full confession.
You didn't have
Who
to
do
go
I get
police.
A call from?
Of the police.
The feds.
Of course.
They call me up and they say, we want the confession.
Right.
I said, really? Well, you'll have to go bid on it. Good luck.
How'd that go?
So now they say to me, you must turn it over. I says, listen, I don't have to give you shit. I don't have to give you nothing. You want it, you go fucking buy it. Okay. I got it on my own
mm-hmm.
and he gave it to me on his own free will They said, well, we're going to, I said, go use a copy of it. I don't give a damn. You want it? You bid on it.
Oh my God.
So they started, they bid on it and the a guy beat them to the bid.
So very funny.
So what the guy did was he allowed them to take the confession on his lawyer made the Fed sign a piece of paper saying that they were going to analyze it and return it.
Okay.
Which they did.
Good for them.
And they determined that he wrote it.
Sure.
So I made quite a few dollars on it.
Again, why would someone buy that? It's horrendous.
Because there's people out there that collect, like Raccoon said, anything. And some people just collect murder stuff.
How awful.
Well, there are. There's museums out there that has Bonnie and Clyde's car. They have Al Capone's, one of his machine guns. There's people out there that collect that type of material.
It's out there.
There's a guy who bought Hitler's parade car not too long ago. $1.5 million for it.
Holy shit.
You collect anything, Zach? What do you collect?
Not really anything.
Normal.
He's too young.
Young?
You don't collect any. Zach, I got something to tell you. Me and Ann and Ann's son, we went out and we made knives out of horseshoes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You must have seen it on my Facebook page.
Well,
I made a knife out of a horseshoe.
Well, I can tell you what I collect.
What do you collect?
Video games.
Video games. There you go.
What Xbox or the other one?
Xbox and PlayStation.
Oh.
I'm sure they have games about murders, too. That would be my guess.
Well, all the games, a lot of killing people.
Oh.
Well,
wait.
The Grand Theft Auto games.
Yes.
Are of killing people.
Oh, I thought they were stealing cars. I thought that was a Grand Theft Auto. Well,
you could do everything in the game: steal cars, kill people.
Do you like to play the war games? I like the war games.
Huh? Wait,
the war games. War games.
Play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Well,
Zach, just remember when all the shit hits the fan, there is no timeouts and no do-overs in battle.
Mm-hmm.
When you run out of ammunition, you better think about scarfing it off the dead bodies around you.
Ooh, there's a flapper. James is in the house.
Hey.
What do you say about OJ? Is he guilty?
Oh, yeah. Hang him high. Anybody knows he's guilty.
Wow,
he's dead now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. It's just a shame they used the race car to get over. That's the sin.
You're right about that.
But he committed two murders and got used the race car to get over. That's bad.
What I think America learned from the whole trial was it takes money. If you're rich enough, you'll get off free.
Yep.
And racist. And the racist card.
Hey, back then I had a white Bronco, too.
Oh, that's racist. Don't say that word.
Same year and model.
Don't say white. That's racist.
No, but you think about it. He got over because of the racist card.
Exactly.
They threw it out. And that's pretty sad in this country. That's really bad. It has nothing to do with being guilty at all. That's sad.
I guess it's ironic the car was white.
Well, and when he was in that Bronco, while his friend was driving it, he had a passport and he had a lot of money on him.
They said he was leaving. Yeah, he was leaving.
Get in trouble? I don't know. I have no idea who the man was.
Well, I think his friend got arrested too. I forgot his name, but they let him go afterwards. He paid a fine, I think. But OJ had money in his passport.
Was OJ threatening the man? Is that why he drove him? I wouldn't know. I said no.
And he had a gun. He said he was going to shoot himself.
Good. Pull over and let's
he should have.
So I'll watch it on TV.
He should have. But like James is saying, anybody who plays the race card is pathetic.
It happens all the time.
Yep. It's pathetic. Believe me. It does happen.
Everybody fucking plays the race card nowadays.
It's true.
Yeah, just remember.
But to get away with murder.
One race on this planet is called the human race.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, tell them that.
Everybody else is just like a fucking used car. You got different makes and models. You got different colors, but the same interior.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That's really low. To get away with murder? Holy shit.
Well, you know.
It happens like, all the time. Look at frickin' Hillary, man. 69 or 80 now that she's entwined in.
Yeah.
Most of them served a family while they were in Arkansas as governor.
Yes.
Well, look, she made a big mistake by calling deplorable.
Those were deplorable.
She was an asshole.
Okay.
You're going to call
she should have went to jail.
She look at all the emails she deleted.
Well, she's implied in several murders. Dude,
what a fucking thief. And I truly.
It just shows you where our government's headed, man. We got what we voted for.
I know.
Because every time a politician opens their mouth, they're doing nothing but lying.
Flies come out. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick
of the shit they got going on right now. WAP, they can't even put Biden under goddamn impeachment. They said, oh, well, he doesn't have the brain for. Remembering all that. Yeah, but we have him in office. Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they do. He is guilty, but they won't try him because the jury will never convict him because they'll have empathy for an old man who mumbles or whatever they're saying about.
Yeah, but yet he
mumbles and shits his diapers.
President? No. How does that work?
No, he's not. If he's okay to be president, he's okay to go on trial.
He's not fit mentally to be in a courtroom to serve. Because he lied, he kept top secret papers in his garage. Mm-hmm. They don't want to prosecute him because he said he's all fucked up in the head.
He also said the day he got into the Senate as the youngest serving senator, he was bought and paid for. It was on tape.
Hi, Coop.
I believe he was in the Ku Klux Klan one time.
No.
He
had that friend.
Well, he did. He did go to that one senator who was a Grand Dragon or something and give a eulogy. Along with Hillary.
Robert Byrd.
Hillary was there.
Yep.
Yeah, Robert Byrd.
Of course.
That just goes to show you the Democrats aren't as happy as you think they are. Vote for me or you ain't black crap. That should have got all of them to shut their mouths up and go the different direction. But, common sense isn't too goddamn prosperous in America right now.
Yeah. And what cracks me up is a lot of black people that praise Joe Biden. Look at, they don't realize this was one of the most prejudiced fucking man in Congress, the most prejudiced president, the shit this
and a
means.
Known pedophile.
Yeah, and the shit he said about black people and minorities was pathetic. And these idiots. Wow. You know what they remind me of? Not of Uncle Tom. They remind me of I can't say the word on here because they'll shut me down.
We have to spell it. Spell it.
What do you call the ones that work for the master? What do you call them?
Slaves?
Yeah. Well, and there's another word for it. But house, you know what?
Oh, with an N?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that word.
Well, let me tell you something. That's what these black people remind me of that vote for him. They're like,
it's funny you bring that up, Walt, because what happened was, the slave owner told the house person there to keep friends with those and tell them that they could voice their grievance with them and then tell me so I know what I'm to expect.
That's right.
Tell her about slaves going to run off. Well, they'd send out that they'd gone a hunting party after them. You know, I mean.
Yeah, there's a bounty.
It's never changed.
You know what really upsets me is, listen, I don't look at the black people that were in California that said they want reparation.
Yes.
For their great 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 grandfather being a slave. You know what? Yeah. You can go fuck
yourself. Oh boy.
Let me tell you.
Unbelievable.
Let me tell you something. We killed 60 million Americans.
The Trail of
60
Tears.
60 million.
Yep. Oklahoma.
That we counted.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's over.
The Trail of Tears.
The Trail of Tears.
I'm sick and tired. Yep. I'm sick and tired of any race. I don't care if you're white, black, green, red, purple. I don't give a shit. I'm tired of people crying, saying, well, my great, great, great grandparents was persecuted and all this shit.
I want a handout.
That's right. Shut your fucking mouth.
Give me a handout. Give me a handout.
Why they should shut their fucking mouth? Because
you owe me.
That's, yeah, we owe you shit.
You owe.
Do you know anyone? Do you know anybody? I'll ask anybody out there. Do you know anyone today that's a slave? Do you know anybody?
Sex slaves, maybe.
No. I said a slave. You're putting words in my mouth.
We're all slaves.
We're all slaves to the system.
To the government. Guys. Slaves to the government. They use us like guinea pigs.
That's about it. If people forget, we had a black president, okay? Hello.
Was he black, though?
Two terms.
Didn't he go to Harvard?
And he was good. He
was Irish.
But I know one thing. He married a man, transvestite. Okay?
Hey, Wop. Wop, I want to throw something at you here. I live...
His wife is a man.
I live up next to the largest Indian reservation.
All right.
Okay. Oh, and his name is Michael.
The Crow Indian Reservation takes up two counties here. And I hear these guys sitting down there drinking beer and shit. And they sit there and go, you white people need to leave our land. I said, okay, go ahead. We'll leave. But we're going to take everything with us. So you better bone up on your goddamn... smoke signals and learn how to make your bow and arrows and learn how to make teepees again, because we're taking goddamn housing down with us. And they looked at me and go, damn, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
In your state, do they have...
We're going to leave everything here? Hell no, we're going to leave. We're going to take everything with us.
In your state, do the indigenous people manage and control the gambling, the legal gambling? In the state?
That's because they're sovereign countries within a country. Yep. They have their own government, they have their own police force, and they have their own laws.
Do they receive revenue for running casinos where you live?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because in Connecticut,
they also get all their support from the welfare, and if they stay on the reservation, they get a check from the Internal Revenue, who oversees the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Oh.
So you stay on there and be a tourist trap for us, and we'll pay you handsomely.
That's kind of how it was
and
here.
Our reservation, when you go to the towns in it, it looks like you went to a third world nation and went to the outback to look at the shit. If you Google Earth, the Crow Reservation, and just look around it, or the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, which is right next to it, you'll see that the houses are dilapidated. There's trash everywhere. They have no dignity whatsoever.
That's why the government gave them permission to open up casinos to shut their mouth.
Oh, in Connecticut.
And there's
they paid them up all the land that we took from them.
That's right. And that don't cover it.
New York, everywhere, Massachusetts, everything.
They stole all their
land. Give them back, New York. Give them back Long Island, hell. Drop the bridges. Once they cross the damn bridge, drop the bridge and say, you got your land back. Now don't come back over on our side.
Well, don't worry about
We abused the Indians like hell. It was horrible.
Don't worry about the bridges. They're going to fall anyhow when the fucking tanker.
Got that right.
Run into the bridge.
We almost had another accident this week in New York. Right, the very
I looked at that video. It looks like that guy drove right in there on purpose.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you what I saw. No. He headed straight for it.
Good Lord, that's not true.
Straight for it.
Well, now the race is rear its ugly head again.
Maybe it was a drunken Indian driving.
All the benefits are getting
picked. Probably a damn tourist that couldn't get off the boat, too.
Hookah, 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 hookah.
Racism becoming an issue.
It could have been a drunken Iranian terrorist who couldn't get off the boat.
Oh, don't say that. That's racist. Don't say drunken.
Did you hear about the one that happened in the Golden Gate?
Well, they hit the Golden Gate Bridge too.
Yeah, somebody hit the Golden Gate Bridge. They sideswiped it with the ship.
Should have knocked
it. It didn't make the news on evening news, but it did make all over Twitter where they showed pictures of it.
Did it do damage?
Hell no. That goddamn footer on the Golden Gate Bridge on both ends of it, where the suspension lines come off. And yeah. Damn things are built like a damn skyscraper.
Yeah, they're built in bedrock. It's a really extraordinary.
Well, they're built in bedrock, but it's also it's also thousands and thousands of tons of concrete on each end.
Yeah.
Where those pylons are at, that's where they've got these massive islands.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's part of the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Two or three football fields on them.
Eric wrote about the Pfizer violating our Fourth Amendment right and the Congress reviewing Pfizer to legalize violating our Fourth Amendment rights. They did that to President Trump like he was writing. They spied on him using right. the Pfizer law. Well, you know, if you watch
that's
today.
Also
was
called, Felix? It's called lawfare.
Yep. Did you see today's interview when the Speaker of the House was down in Florida talking about trying to stop these illegals? Can you imagine illegals coming into the country, right? You issue them a driver's license and you while you're giving, right, Ann?
Yes.
While you're giving them, what do they do when they get their license?
In Connecticut, you get a card to use to register to vote if you want to.
Can you imagine that?
With no proof.
In Connecticut.
That you're a citizen. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they will give you a driver's license and they'll register you to vote.
Without checking.
And the Constitution. Right. Raccoon probably knows it better than me. You cannot vote unless you're a citizen.
Exactly. I am reaching for my Constitution right now.
Yeah, it's true.
Who's checking?
You have to be a citizen. Yeah.
Nobody's checking. They don't give a shit. And now now they want to put a bill forward saying you must show proof that you were born
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
A birth
or your citizenship. Or your citizenship.
That's yeah. right. This is bullshit.
Your Social Total Security.
Bullshit.
Yeah, to get your nationalization, you have to go through legal means and not by just showing up and getting a damn ID card.
I agree with
you
all
have
of you.
To go through the truth.
They should take everybody's fingerprint.
Nobody checks.
Yes, that's even better.
Nobody checks. Nobody checks. No citizen.
I think it's written in the Constitution.
Democrats are all
fucking Well, I'm looking at it right now.
You have to be a citizen. No, you can't just vote without being a citizen.
What's next? Are they
Everybody knows that.
Well, who are they
What's next? They're going to rape us in the ass.
Yeah. What's next?
They've been raping us.
Are they going to let Zach's horses vote next?
Sir,
you know what they're going to do? They're going to let the horses
vote. Felix.
You know how the horse is going to vote? They're going to let him come in. And the vice president's going to jerk the horse off.
All right.
And they're going to put his cock on the machine. Ugh. And he could vote.
Well, Mr. Ed has, there's a name right there.
Wilbur.
I'll bring my pet rock.
Well, Wilbur. I posted this in the comments about the 2024 election. If cheating is allowed to go on again, like it did in 2020.
It's loose.
You got to, but here's what I... You have to understand, you got states that Biden won that had GOP-controlled legislatures. States like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, critical states.
It'll be because those state legislators that are GOP-controlled that Biden won legalized the cheating.
What a exactly joke. Right.
Hi,
That's why you think he's letting millions in?
He needs votes.
Of course, next, the Democrats going to suck off horses now? What the fuck?
Yeah, have Kamala suck off the horse.
Hi, Elgato.
And these so-called Republicans aren't real Republicans anyway.
I'm going to feel bad for Kamala. I'm going to feel bad for the horse.
Yeah, you might as well dig up OJ and have her suck him off, too.
Well,
a horse of a course.
Here we go, Felix.
Play it, Zach. Play it.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Okay, I've got it.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can throw to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
Did you find it, Raccoon?
Well, Zach and Melly, you're sucking out the horse.
Well,
I'm not very encouraged that by this.
What?
Oh, what was that, Brian? You're sucking out the horse too? Damn!
You know what?
I feel bad for the horse.
You know the Democrats need money, so they should dig up OJ and have Kamala suck him off
Stop
and
it.
Put it on pay-per-view.
Oh my God!
I watch it.
Yeah, Democrats need money more than like they got a dick up the ass.
I think y'all might have just gave me an idea of a lady who got banned from TikTok who posted an interesting video. Let me get my tablet and I'll basically play it because I saved it.
All right.
Okay, Felix, are you ready?
Yes, you found it. What's the law?
Eric's looking.
The 19th Amendment to the Constitution. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state in account of sex.
Uh-huh.
Sex.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That means women
Congress can... shall have the power to enforce this article appropriate legislation. You see, you have to be a citizen. It says it right here.
Uh-huh.
The 19th Amendment tells you right there that the right of citizens to vote in the United States shall not be denied or abridged.
Oh.
That you have to be a citizen and you have to go either by birth or by going through the appropriate agency to get it.
That is crazy. So then how could Connecticut get away with that?
Who's
they got money. They got money.
Well, you got a bunch of goddamn Democrats in office bunch right now. They need the votes.
Bunch of assholes that got a dick up their ass.
Well, I've got this.
Biden told us.
All right. My God.
Biden told us half the women in his administration are women. The rest of them are what they think they are.
Well,
I'm gonna play a video that off of TikTok. Mute y'all's mics for a minute, and I'll let y'all know when it's done.
Okay, Eric.
I'm gonna shit. Take a mute your mics, please.
And by the way, you know I sit on the stand.
Eric is
getting hot. I got hairy legs.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I want y'all's undivided attention. Listen to what this lady has to say. Okay. I think you'll like.
Go ahead.
This lady's a rock star.
Why do black people get upset when they find other black people supporting Trump? They get so disturbed, so upset. We don't get upset when you guys continue to vote Democrat, who has absolutely ignored you. Every 4 years, you vote them in. They promise you that you're going to change your conditions, and they never do, and you guys continue to give them chances. Nobody's upset with you guys that you guys continue to rally behind Sleepy Joe, who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with monkeys, but you love calling Donald Trump racist. Nobody's complaining that you guys are rallying behind Kamala Harris because visually you see her as black, but she doesn't even identify as black. Only when it's to get the black vote. She ain't one of y'all. We don't get upset when you guys support Obama, who had more police killings of black people during his presidential run than any other president.
That's true.
And completely ignored you and did nothing for you, only the LGBTQ community, and you guys still support him. We ain't mad. Leave us the fuck alone.
Wow. That was the word that person said was truth.
And that's a black lady, too.
Yep.
I still worry that the illegals are going to vote and we're going to lose the election. And so then it's going
to. It has to be stopped.
It's going to be a nightmare.
It has to be stopped.
Be challenged in every state.
Well, I participate on Zoom calls weekly with friends from an organization called the Free Think Institute. And two of them, you know, are familiar with California politics because I know traditionally, you know, you have California has a Democrat controlled legislature, Democrat governor, Democrat U.S. senators. And. But I think, you know, people are of this mindset that California is reliably Democrat safe, which could not be further from the truth, because in rural areas, you've got a lot of Republican voters who just have no desire at all to participate, which, you know, that is like voter apathy and complacency at its finest. Yep. And with Laura Trump and Scott Pressler, you know, heading up the RNC since Ronald Romney McDaniel, you know, got the boot from mayor. One thing that they're pushing that some people might be in agreement with and some might not be in agreement with is that you know, they need to be the Republicans need to be just as ruthless as the Democrats if they're serious about winning elections again, including engaging in legalized ballot harvesting and encouraging people to get out and vote and to go vote early if they have to.
That's right. El Gato, what's happening?
Hi, Doss.
Hey, I heard California, and my cat ears perked up.
No, hey, at least I didn't do a Bard and called California a cancer, right?
Oh, thank you. I hate when the people do that shit.
No, hey, hey, Gato, I heard your governor wants to do away with all gas vehicles, and he wants electric. By
32.
You know what? Fuck California.
I have a muscle car, so fuck him.
What kind of car you got?
No way. Hey.
I drive a Dodge Challenger.
So nice. What year?
I would love it if California was barred from the country.
Nice.
Oh, right.
Doesn't Biden gas car?
It's the newer ones, you know, that it's not. It's a gas vehicle. No.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
No, I don't. How are they going to do that? Are they going to give me money to buy the car? Because fuck that shit.
If you can't afford the car, they'll make you move into a 15-minute city. Take public transportation.
Right.
You'd be surprised, right, Gato.
How are they going to force me to buy a new car?
That's so weird. El Gato, you don't have a muscle car. It's a V6, for Christ's sake.
A Challenger's a nice, it's a fun car. That's a lot of fun.
That's a nice car.
Son of a bitch.
That's nice.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, you just started another feud with Dose again?
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think it's just been started.
Yeah, he said he has a V6.
It's good. It's good to see Dose. And hey, Dose, tell the OG what's up. I don't know if you're still part of the OG. I mean, they were one of the craziest crews on Podbean.
Oh, they kind of went MIA.
You would have loved them.
They probably used the N word and they shut down, something like that.
No.
What happened to them?
Been known to.
What happened to them?
Well, the only thing I didn't like, there was a lot of things that I didn't like. They attacked my homeboy Eric. I didn't like that shit. But they went after everybody and anybody. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
They all got jobs.
Doss said they were very racist.
Well, maybe they finally moved out of their mommy and daddy's basements.
Yeah, get them, Eric. Get them.
Are they still on the air?
They've been keeping a low profile.
A low profile? Interesting. To hide on Podbean?
I wish I knew about it. I would have went on their show.
Here's the thing this swamp doesn't like. You have a picture. Look, I have a YouTube where I show my face. Don't say it, Eric, because I don't want Dose to know. But
yeah.
You probably should not have said anything, period, El Gato.
I know. But I've gone on here with my real picture. Look, Rocky has his real picture. Everybody has a real picture. These pussies don't show the real picture because they're a bunch of pussy motherfucking scaredy cats. You can say that, Dose. Why is that?
I believe you're right.
Yeah, if you don't show your real picture, what are you trying to hide?
Dose has an invitation to call in if he wants to defend his honor, right, Gato?
Either you're a real ugly fuck, or
yep,
you're so scared of, like, I don't know what you're scared of. What's the deal?
Listen,
afraid
listen,
to get their feelings hurt.
Listen, El Gato, I do car shows in my area, so... So put this in your search engine, and the first car you'll see is mine. It's a 1927 Ford Model T Hot Rod.
Yes, but is it an EV?
Go to TrumbullClassicCarShows.com, and you'll check out my car.
I'll tell you an interesting story about EVs.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
Today. In Shelton, Connecticut, they bought 40 EV vehicles for town employees, but they only have chargers for two. But the reason they bought the 40 EVs, I just found out, is because the company, I don't know which one it is, are all the same to me, is stopping production of them, and they were just selling them off to get rid of them. So they bought them ahead of time, hoping that charging stations will be installed and they'll be able to start using them for the town. But they bought them at a discount rate, because whatever manufacturer this is not making that line anymore.
You know what?
That EV anymore.
It doesn't make sense, because the governor of California, he said by 2030, he wants 30% of the cars electric. Yeah. And he also wants to listen to this. Listen to this. He also wants the tractor trailers to go electric. Everyone that delivers food and supplies and everything to that state said they will no longer go there.
Aren't they diesel big trucks?
Yeah, they're diesel. You know how much an electric tractor trailer costs? They sell them. They're a fortune.
Hey, Wop.
Yes.
Well, something you have to look at too is they got to charge the goddamn things, and the electric grid doesn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, they had one company in Wisconsin that had 33 electric trucks they were going to buy, and they went to the city and said, "We need an energy output for this trucking assembly. We're going to need 37 kilowatts."
Yep.
And they said, "You can't do that. We don't even use that much in the city."
Right.
So they said, okay, fine. And they went back to diesel trucks.
Of course.
Because they said that they would have to put in another power plant in order to sustain the damn electric vehicles that the guy was buying.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So he must have been doing local.
By the way, I'm on the road right now, and I don't see any electric vehicles. So I don't know how he wants this done.
He's just trying to get more government money that he can blow, just like he did for that stupid ass rail line that never got built.
Yeah, it's all talk.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen.
He's gonna run.
I'm still gonna have my gas guzzling shit in the hell with him.
Yep.
If I have to feed him alcohol, I'll feed it alcohol.
If you guys want to see my car with the sound, go to that website. What? It's off of YouTube. I got a video of my car running.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like a badass machine, motherfuckers!
Yes, 4 miles to the gallon.
I got a 327 in this bitch!
4 miles to the gallon.
Ass kicking.
Maybe.
Ass kicking car, motherfuckers!
Oh, boy.
Well, so take a look at this vehicle.
Pretty price girl, yeah.
Price of gas. I like to spank the monkey.
Price of gas is going up in the United States.
I don't bring the monkey into it now.
About monkeys. I love monkeys.
Oh, no.
You know who I am?
Our gas is actually going down right now.
Is it?
Felix.
Yes.
Remember that Chris Rock black people versus.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Remember that? I got it right here.
Let's hear it.
Now, we got a lot of things.
If you want to talk about the racism stuff.
Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. White people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. Black people, there's niggas.
What did he say?
Niggas.
It's racist, don't you?
It is.
He's black, he can get away with it.
No, he's black.
Yeah, double standard, yep.
No,
that's on. Chris Rock for you.
Yeah. This was a great special, man.
He's funny. Chris Rock is
very
funny.
He's
funny. Yep.
Grand opening, grand closing. Can't go to the movie the first week and come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. What kind of ignorant shit is that? Hey, that's a good movie. That's so good, I got a bust a cap in here. I love black people, but I hate niggas, boy. Oh, I hate niggas. Boy, let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Shit, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn.
Holy shit. That man's crazy.
It's gold.
You can't have shit. You can't have a green screen TV. You can have it, but you better.
But you see how it's okay for him to say that word like 20 times.
Suppose you were
waiting. He's part of the club. He's part double standard. He can get away with it because his handlers say he can do it.
And tell me that's not racist.
Yeah, but suppose you were white. That's not racist.
Of course it is.
Remember that movie back in the 70s and.
He did this.
Hey, Wop, remember that movie back in the 70s?
Yeah.
Well, why would
The one with Williams in it?
What was the name of it?
Boss N-word.
Oh, God.
It's a Western. White man's town with black man's law.
Richard Pryor had an album.
You can't do that. You can't make that kind of movie nowadays. Hell, they won't even let Dagon Blazing Saddles be redone.
Blazing Saddle, that's the one.
Oh, that was racist.
You
got to
do it as a cartoon now.
God, yeah.
Get away with it.
No, it's all racist.
That one with the Williams guy who played a lot of movies. He had one is called Boss. And that was a riot. We actually named a platoon sergeant that, and he took it as a compliment.
Look at Dave Chappelle when he made that the N family. Remember, he came in like a milkman.
Oh yeah,
holy shit! You try to play that today. That's like me calling someone on here a cracker.
Aren't we?
I'm called cracker.
You're a cracker,
I
Ann.
I am a cracker, I think.
Ann's a cracker.
I guess. I'm white
person. You know what the word cracker means?
No.
It was a Georgian term from the area around Georgia. They called them the guys who had the whips were called crackers.
Cracked like a whip. I get it.
No, they didn't crack like a whip. They're the ones that used the whip.
Right.
They called them crackers. Whitey.
The white crackers.
They gonna crack a whip on your asshole.
White devil.
Oh, the white devil.
Honky.
White devil.
Honky came from the Carolinas.
Honky cracker.
Cracker came from white Connecticut. Devil.
What's a honky?
A honky is a white devil.
Huh?
White devil.
It's the same thing as a
all white people are devils. Yeah.
I guess so.
I used to be called cracker and honky, and I would call them the N-word, and everybody laughed.
Don't say that. Don't say
that. That was back in the 70s when all that was cool.
Honky tonky. You know?
Honky? What
honky.
It has to do with a car to me.
They go, here comes the honky. I said, that's right. Yeah. Get back to work. You
here ends, comes that white ass honky.
We all
again.
Laugh.
A honky cracker.
I'm exhausted. I thought we were just dealing with WAPs, but I guess not.
WAPs?
Yeah.
That's racist, too.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Guinea,
WAP, Dago.
Are we?
Mickey.
Hey, now.
Pepper belly.
Pepper belly.
What's the pepper belly?
Okay, hey now, kids.
That's a
pig. Pepper belly's a Mexican. That's what they used to call them back in the 50s
never
and
60s.
I've
heard that before. Oh, you should have never told me that.
All right. Hey now, kids. Let's all get along.
Yeah. Pepper belly. I love it.
They can call me what they want because I don't give a damn.
it doesn't matter, really.
What about milk cricket?
What's a milk cricket?
That's a derogatory word for a white guy. Milk cricket.
That's a new one, too. I never heard that.
Well, I guess a chocolate cricket would be the alternative.
Boy, that's like
I think I just started a new term.
Good one.
You're a wigger.
Well, it's better than being in goddamn England and everybody calling you a damn.
I like milk cricket.
Well, they call you wankers over there in England.
Yeah, wanker.
We know what a wanker is.
No, I have no idea.
What's he's a homo. Dick. He's a jerk dick. Off.
He's a homo.
No, I mean jerk off.
Okay, that makes sense.
Wanker. They have a funny way, this talk.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you have to understand they're all incested from living on a small island.
Oh, that is crazy.
Like that, you know?
English people talk like fucking Popeye.
Don't say island. Island's racist.
Island?
Yeah. Don't say island. It's racist.
Oh, boy. How did this...
They even call people cunts over there. Your friend walked up. How you doing, cunt? They're like, what?
Oh, Felix.
What?
I got a song for you, dude. You fucking cunt.
You cunt.
That's not like caps.
Play the song, Zach.
Yeah, the caps, yeah.
I got a song for you, Felix.
Play it. Play your song. What?
What the hell is that? That's
a good one.
It sounds like a racist song.
No. Just how it starts.
Okay. No? I don't know.
For it.
What is
it? It's coming.
I've been on the sit on my porch all day long. Jones, honky and my swing and ain't worried about anything. Old honky, all I need's a big old glass of cold sweet tea. Old honky, doing fine, living life.
I love this song too.
That's bro. Not so leave it to raccoon to know the history of racist terms.
That's a damn good song too.
I like it.
Very southern.
Brian, what's happening,
Eric, in the racist Podbean world?
Oh,
hey, Wop.
The song is called Porch Honky.
Porch Honky.
Well, the reason why I know the terms is on account I lived porch in the honky time where they were used openly.
Yes.
Yeah. Did he answer you correctly, Das?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, right. What's
something
that?
A lot of people don't realize is what is a half breed?
Oh.
Mixed in, no, really, really. Hey, mixed ethnicity.
That's racist.
It doesn't make no difference that's whether you're white and up. Indian or black or Indian, half-breed. White and Japanese or whatever.
That is bad.
People don't like to hear that word, but. They used to use it a lot, but now it offends everybody, and they have to put a curtain on it.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde.
Why would it matter who your parents are? I don't get that.
It doesn't make any difference, but they use it. Everybody's always been able to put labels on everybody. Yeah. That's what we've grown up to do.
Yep.
Put a label on a person because you think he looks disgusting or whatever.
Hey, no.
What is that, Mr. Crow?
Mr. Wop.
All right, go ahead,
Eric. I think Elgato brought up Mr. Crow. What did he have to say there?
Ooh,
Mr. Crow.
Hey, there's Mr. Crow here. I'm just calling that guy Turbo Billy. He's not even a hillbilly. He's a turbo billy. He's on fucking meth, boy.
Turbo.
What about Michael Jackson?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, who's playing my song?
hey, God, does Michael Jackson have anything to say? Or
I mean... Eric,
somebody needs an air freshener.
Eric wants me to do a bunch of voices. What the hell is that?
I'm really sorry. Come, please.
It was like Biden just stepping on a little girl again.
That's Kamala Harris blowing OJ.
All right.
Go ahead, Eric.
Nice.
Well, coming up on Podbean this evening, you've got the Underground Shovel podcast coming up, and of course, their current season is going to be wrapping up very soon. And in case y'all missed it, like yesterday and last Friday, Nicole Nightingale Gobert, an aspiring musician, she was featured on the Old Man's podcast last Friday, and she was a featured participant on Monica's Tick Radio podcast last night. So definitely download those episodes and. Be sure to also check out the Forensic Files Friday episode of Outside Normal later on this evening. And tomorrow evening, the flagship Beans and Weenie's Doom podcast, as well as Club Code Blue from the Beans and Weenie's Doom podcast. And then Sunday, the Illuminated Brilliance of Caps trivia show. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, to start off the week, you'll have the Ralph William podcast, as well as the Old Man's podcast. And I think like a new podcast, and I'm sure Elgato has probably seen this one, like KGCN Radio's Good Conversation podcast with Kelly Pitts.
What about Frankie D?
Frankie D is on next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, my God.
And you missed him on Monday, by the way, got to.
I know.
Tuesday.
Don't
take
my pussy.
And then you've also got...
I didn't touch my pussy.
Oh, my.
Well, then, you've got Substance for Days on Thursdays, and you got, Wednesday, the Potluck Podcast, 620 Patio, the Paulson Anderson Dinana on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Slightly Doomed from the Beans and Weenie It's Doom Podcast next Wednesday. And then Slack Radio 2 Alpha, you got to find them on YouTube and Facebook and Rumble. And
Eric, before I go,
Dash wrote every time Eric every time Eric promotes a show, an illegal alien.
This is well, and if you saw my super chat just a while ago, there, folks, Biden.
He said votes for Joe Biden. He wrote every time Eric promotes a show, an illegal alien votes for Biden.
Lord in heaven.
You know, if y'all saw my super chat just a while ago, Felix.
My pussy.
May I finish, please?
Yes.
Because we got some exciting changes coming up in the month of May here on Podbean. In case you missed it, and if you read the super chat, the Old Man's Podcast show will be Mondays only starting May 13th. You will not be seeing the Old Man's Podcast show going 5 days a week for much longer. The final, you know, 5 day a week will be April 29th through May 3rd, which is the week of like the Old Man's Podcast show anniversary.
Uh-huh.
But the week of May 6th through the 10th, we will be seeing Russ and Caps debut a new Outside of Normal podcast in the middle that will fill the void of the Tuesday through Friday episodes of the Old Man's Podcast show, which should be
why is he doing that? Why is he dropping out to one show a week?
Well, I think you know that. You know, I guess, you know, he kind of wants to move it in a new direction. Like, I guess doing 5 days a week could be a little tiring.
It can be,
What day of the week is May 12th? What day of the week?
May 12th?
Yeah.
Let me look on the calendar.
May
12th is a
Sunday.
A Sunday.
Okay.
So May 13th, you know, you'll be seeing the Old Man's Podcast show doing Mondays only.
Oh, Mondays only.
And yeah.
Of course, the Outside of Normal presentation called The Middle will be doing its soft launch on Monday, May 6th, even though its technical debut would be May 7th through the 10th. Uh-huh. But I think with Russ and Caps, you'll be seeing appearances by Sue and by Shep and by Shelby and by other feature participants from
fucking Caps Brickman me, man.
You gotta take that up with Caps. And then you might even be seeing Chris Truly there, Amber May and Sean Dunn, Crash Cat and Doc, and even the old man might drop in every now and again.
This swap doesn't lie. What do you feel about people banning people for free speech? That's bullshit.
No banning.
Yeah. Well, and then May 20th on the podcast show.
Stop banning people for free speech, damn it.
Wait, May 20th. We're up to
What's May 20th?
May 20th on the Old Man's Podcast show, we've got a very special May author highlight. You guessed, it's my good friend and newly published author, Arch Kennedy. Monday, May 20th on the Old Man's
All
Podcast
right.
show.
Huh. Let me ask you this question. Does the old man ever go on other people's shows? I never heard of
him. I mean, he's gone in Russ's show. He's gone in Brett's like Pulse podcast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And then he's still a feature participant Thursdays on Crash Cat's Crash and Burn podcast. That'll Thursdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. And hey, Gato, the Crash Cat's podcast might just be up your alley.
Which one?
Crash Cat, like the Crash and Burn podcast on Thursdays. That'd be noon Pacific.
I'll tell you what, Eric, before I go, I promise you, for the old man reunion anniversary show.
Fourth anniversary.
I will do five voices for you on that show. Which one.
Oh,
that's okay? nice.
That's nice.
I can do Joe Biden. Listen.
Hey.
You like it?
No.
Want to hear something, Felix?
What is it?
Now, Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. He touched my pee-pee.
You touch my pussy.
Hey, and by the way, that ain't no soundboard. That's my actual voice. I can make my voice go high pitch like that.
Eric, anything else?
That just about wraps up all like the show plugs, and hopefully the slightly serious show does come back at some point, which I know you'll definitely see me. Hopefully John DeVito will be back at some point, but hopefully
all right.
John DeVito.
I'm sorry, Doss. I can't even read that.
Don't worry.
I'm not reading.
Everyone has got to read it themselves.
Yeah, they can read it themselves.
The John DeVito show.
This guy's crazy.
Also, May is going to be an exciting time on Podbean based on what Eric has to say. That's great. Like a spring refresh, spring fling.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, I might just put a Bible verse in the chat for y'all. Hang on just a moment.
That would be great.
Hey, Felix.
Yes.
I bet you I'm just waiting on that day to find Biden talking on the TV saying he probably heard us making fun of him and he's got to
say
something back. I got a Bible verse.
It's can you imagine if he called in?
No, you need Hunter to call in.
Yes. Holy shit, I would love it if Joe Biden called into the show.
Hunter would be more fun.
Just remember, I didn't kill myself.
Actually, you know what? Trump would be more fun to call into this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have loved to have him here.
I would love to see. I would love to hear
I have a hard time pronouncing that book in the Bible right
hello,
there.
American people. What book? I'm Joe Biden.
Ecclesiastes.
Yes,
Ecclesiastes.
Yes, it's kind of like Isosceles, but never
Isosceles.
Topic for another day.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, people.
From Marvel?
It's under the heaven.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Joe Biden. Catch my pussy.
Wow.
Sign off from everyone.
Well, listen, people, be safe. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. If you're new to the show, follow the damn show, all right? Follow us.
Don't do nothing.
Yes. I didn't touch my penis, and I'm only 9.
No, no, wait.
Dear Lord.
Don't do nothing. I wouldn't do
I like what Joe Biden.
Don't let Biden touch your pee-pee.
I like when Joe Biden licks my ass. Especially when he takes his teeth out. He can lick my ass and touch my pee-pee at the same time.
Well, and I think it's just a reminder to friends of the Swap Doesn't Lie podcast. We can't make any guarantees that Felix and the other participants you hear on this podcast is going to be everybody's cup of tea.
I mean, now I got Homeland Security listening.
I was asking for bylines.
Oh, Jesus.
Joe Biden licked my little nipples.
All right, Mr. Watt, you cut off. You cut off.
Well, listen, people. Everything on this show is made up, okay? Yes. So don't sue me.
So basically, the opinions are all made up. Right?
Everything we said about our nice president, Joe Biden, is true.
He got my penis.
Lucky you.
Well, you know what? He really needs to go because I'm.
Well, you're basically saying Felix is protected speech.
Yes, it's freedom of speech.
We're pushing to the limit. Right. All right.
Yes.
And there is no such thing as pushing it to the limit. We have freedom of speech, which means if it pisses somebody off,
that's right.
Well, we do that here in America.
If it pisses somebody off, fuck them.
Joe Biden kissed my dog's pee-pee, too.
To your point, though, we are hooving to the...
You couldn't do this in Russia with Putin, I'll tell you that.
That's right. You have
Putin. Damn it, Biden's not jerking off my monkey.
There are the Podbean gods that listen and can cut you off. So that's
the Podbean gods.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think they'll cut you off because you want my fucking money.
Well, that could be. Let's hope for that.
Oh well. I'll go to another channel if they cut. Yeah. Give a fuck.
Sure.
So fuck them too.
Oh,
always people that try to tax us.
Yeah, Joe Biden sucking Podbean CEO peepee.
Really.
We might as well just go ahead and cue up the WAP music. We're already 15 minutes over.
All right, people, I want to thank everyone that was on the show. Eric, Elgato, Raccoon, James, and my number one fan, Zach, my man. Play a little song for us before we sign off, Zach.
Wait.
Play a good one. A good one. We want to hear a filthy one. Something filthy.
Oh, gosh.
Very dirty.
I'm going to give my byline then and go.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? Raccoon already said what he wanted to say at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, he could say
Raccoon
again,
did not He did not do what?
I don't.
I did not kill myself.
James, how about you, hon? Do you have a byline?
James, you got a final word?
He apparently disappeared off the panel.
He's thinking. How about you, Elgato?
Elgato, what's your final word?
Adios, amigos.
And Eric?
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Eric, what's your final word?
Well, be the reason someone smiles today and know that you're loved.
Very nice. Thank
I
you.
I like that one.
A little.
I got something for you.
Play it.
I read this song. It's called Officer Down.
Oh.
Well,
that's a serious song.
That's not good.
It's a good song. And the album name of it is Stay in the Fight.
It was a warm August night, strapped in his vest. The badge of his honor went to his chest. 321 called a traffic stop. Stepped out the car, not a second thought. Seconds went by, for all that we ever was. Officer down, the blood of the blue runs through this town. His memory survives through all of us now.
A good song.
That's a nice song. And we back the blue here in this house.
Yes.
And you know what? I swear that could be for that cop in New York that
Yeah. What a shame.
Horrendous.
What a shame, man. They never know when they pull someone over.
Did you hear that Biden was somewhere else? Didn't go to that funeral.
He was at Madison Square Garden.
Because he's a piece of shit.
No, he was
at You know who was actually invited to that funeral?
Who?
Trump.
That's right. And he went.
He went to pay his respects.
The governor of New York went and she was booed. She was booed out.
Good. She should have been. And that piece of shit, President Biden, was 30 miles away doing a fucking fundraiser. And you think he could have taken 10 minutes out to say something to the family? He's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
At least Trump actually cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying.
He does.
Was it what is it? I don't know.
So vote Trump in November.
All right. We got 7 months to go.
All right, people. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Oh, yes.
I am actually wearing my shirt right now with Trump's mugshot on it, and it says, "My President, Trump 2024.
Good. Good.
But are you wearing pants, Zach?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm wearing my pants.
Wilmer, I'm taking you out with a little WAP music. Woo! Che la luna met somebody, mamma mia, la maritati.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And
keep hope in your heart.
Will you look at that? Just look at that. Will you look at that? Just look at that.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and don't do drugs.
And that's everything Zach would do. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, mama. All right, people, be safe. I'm out of here. Ciao. Woo.